you believe in love, you will survive. Just feel in love. I hope you hold on to love. Keep loving your life.
Good morning. Good morning. Good. Yeah. Telling me that I haven't talked to him, so he ain't heard what I got to say. So he needs to call me. I called him, but he didn't call me back. So I gotta go.
Yeah, that was, you heard that with Ryan about Carl. See, my problem is they'll come on here and then they start passing out money and go other places. Good morning. How are you this morning? Oh, well, just think about the energy that you'll expel by the run. Ooh-wee. They don't.
know you saw. I put it on your site.
What's that?
I put this thing out. People have shared this thing about 30 or 40 times with it. I said under capitalism, we help those that can't help themselves. I said under socialism, we become those that can't help.
Right.
I got like 30 shares. It was at 28 yesterday. 30 something shares.
Well, good morning and welcome to Tracy and Friends here on WHKZ AM 1440, brought to you by Window World of Youngstown. For your new replacement windows, give Fred Moran and the family a call. And their number is 1-800-WINDOW. And make sure you tell them that Tracy Windows and Tracy and Friends sent you. I've got Jeff Green in the studio with me. Today is Friday, right before St. Patrick's Day. Good morning, Jeffrey.
Mm. Well, you talked to me while I had a mouthful of coffee. Good morning. How are you?
I am well. I can't get my tablet to act right this morning. So
oh, sorry.
I am sitting over here having some technical issues on that end, but you can call us at 516-595-8258, and we can do talk radio now.
We can
now.
Hear you.
We can hear you. They can hear us. Facebook might be an issue, but we will cross that bridge next week. Hey, Jeff, what's going on? Prince.
Prince what?
You know, people need to. Prince left here without a will.
Him and
Riri.
Yeah.
They left him without a will. And so I'm reading here where Sony gets the rights to Prince's music. And they're going to distribute 35 previously unreleased Prince albums. One thing we know.
Why did they get the
rights? Because the representative from the Prince estate made that decision, not based on what he was, who he was, or where he was, but based on what they thought would be best because he didn't
make
leave.
The money.
Because, it's not like he's going to cash the check.
Right.
So he didn't leave any wishes. And so now they're going to do what they want to do because you couldn't hear a Prince song.
Oh, yeah, without.
On the internet, without paying
right,
for
without,
it.
That's right.
Until he died. Now, I can pull up Purple Rain just because I want to. Just thought I'd bring that out. Diamonds and pearls, red berry, you know, the buffet and all that. Buffet,
yeah.
The raspberry buffet. You can hear anything you want. What?
Raspberry beret.
That's what I said, raspberry buffet. That's what I said. I said that buffet, beret, same thing.
Oh, okay. I didn't know that. I thought they meant
buffet.
Two different things. But
no.
I have to take your word for it because your superior knowledge is just oozing out of you.
Raspberry buffet. You ain't never heard the song?
No, I never heard that.
Like the something store? I can't remember the words.
I don't know. I don't remember the words.
You don't remember that?
No. I remember the song, yeah, but I can't
you don't remember
the words.
Raspberry buffet.
The one I remember is Raspberry Beret, though. Sorry, dog.
I
kicked your dog, sorry.
That's because she likes you, and she was under your feet.
Yes, she was.
Way under your feet.
Yeah.
Oh, yeah.
Yeah. That's my dog now. I'm taking her home.
Don't take her home.
She got to go home with me.
Be careful. Because she comes in and she runs things.
You say be careful what you ask for.
She runs things.
She looks like it.
She runs things. You're like,
I'm a dog, large and in charge.
Absolutely. What you doing this weekend? It's St. Patrick's Day.
Well,
and we convinced him yesterday that St. Patrick's black and folks is freaking out. The conversation went all the way into lunch.
Really?
Absolutely.
Really?
When's the last
on Facebook?
On Facebook as well as off. Because
really?
people don't you can't that's sacrilegious. You can't tell me that the St. Patrick was a black man. How can and I wish you could see the people's faces when you start talking to them about they look at you like it's out of your mind.
I think they're upset that there's a possibility that St. Pat's could have been busting a sag in green pants.
That is serious. That is serious.
Or a green kilt. Okay.
People have a hard time. Hard time dealing with him being. That can't happen.
Yeah, this is true.
That can't happen. You can't just say, tell them Santa Claus. St. Nick. Who was it? Who was St. Nick's?
Black Pete.
Black Pete.
There you go.
Come on, people ain't never heard no Black
Pete. Never heard Black Pete?
No.
Oh, my God.
And we start exposing this kind of stuff, and they look like, are you kidding me?
Hey, today's Melania Trump's birthday.
Oh, happy birthday, Melania Trump.
She is a bad girl.
She is, and they
she's
do
a bad
her
girl.
So wrong.
She has
and
not
she
been
says,
on. She hasn't been on the cover of a fashion magazine.
No.
Do you realize she can now listen. You don't got to like her, but you got to hand it to her. The chick is bad in her clothes.
Listen, she don't play, and she got her own clothes. She, you know, she makes her own line, designs her own stuff, and had to pull back off of it because, you know, these idiots out here were acting a fool.
I mean, but Jeff, they won't give her. I mean, they won't give her a chance. I'm looking at she is a walking hanger.
Oh, she ain't no doubt. She's no joke.
I saw her in that white hat and that white suit. I was like, she ready for church all day long.
Yeah.
That's first lady material.
First lady.
I ain't talking about first lady America. I'm talking about first lady.
Kojic.
First lady.
Yeah, she is no joke. I didn't know what Trump was doing coming to the Pentagon today, but he's on his way to the Pentagon, and he's going to make some announcements, evidently.
What announcements is he making today? You know, he be making some announcements, and it's like, it's hard to keep up with the old man.
Hey.
I'm serious. It's hard to keep up with the old man Trump because he makes announcements, and in between Mueller and the Russia and the media, by the time, so you got to watch the news and then go find what he's doing.
Right. So this is going to be interesting to see because there's all types of things going on. But you know what? The thing is they're going to change this forever if they can get the chance to do it.
What are they going to change, Jeff?
They're going to change that we ever get a conservative, Christian-oriented president ever again because they're going to move the voting age from 18 down to 16.
Well, no.
The Dems are doing it.
What? How?
What do you mean how? They got the House. They're putting in laws. Just like they put the law in last week about the voting.
Yeah.
Rights bill that they put in.
Yeah.
Okay. Well, in that bill, they're trying to insinuate that illegals should be able to vote. In elections.
Yeah, okay, on the way out yesterday, this is what I said, and I think he heard me say this.
Mm-hmm.
I'm going to go – they got a big thing going on somewhere around here for the Masonic Lodge.
Okay.
I think I'm going to go tonight. I'm going to put on a red suit. And I'm going to walk in.
Oh.
Who is that? But – listen, wait, I'll come back to that. Remember that
Buttigieg.
Name. Remember that name. Let me finish my story. So I'm going to go to the Masonic Lodge tonight and I'm going to vote.
Okay. That's just, hey, you'd have a better chance of going to the Buckeye Elk Lodge and voting. But even the Buckeye Elk
I'm going
ain't
to
gonna let you walk up
I'm
there.
I'm going
and
to
vote.
The Scottish Rite and I'm going to vote.
Okay, we'll go to Kappa Alpha Psi fraternity.
No,
and vote too.
When did we start this? That if you show up, you can vote. You can't go to a club meeting and be a non-member and even say your eyes in the meeting because you know it's not like they do secret vote.
When has it ever been? If somebody breaks in my house, if they don't have a gun, they don't have any say so in my house.
No,
they're not going to tell me what to do or not to do. With my house, okay? That's just not going to happen.
So when do we start? I'm just trying to figure this out because I'm a little confused.
Yeah. This is crazy. This is absolute insanity. Absolute insanity.
So where I didn't hear that on the news.
Which one?
About the voting?
Oh,
or
yeah.
About illegal voting? I mean,
yeah.
They gloss over it. But I don't hear the news commentators talking about it.
It depends on what news you listen to.
Oh, even Fox. They brief about it, but I'm talking about really, really getting in depth of why you have to, one, why you have to be a citizen to vote. What does that mean? Why you shouldn't be 16? We have a hard enough time with 16-year-olds driving cars.
Driving cars, finishing school, all of this stuff. They don't know anything.
So why are they going to let 16-year-olds vote?
Because they can form their minds with the news, and they could get on Facebook news any other social media news, and they could put lies out there where these young kids will buy it, and then Excuse me, don't go out and vote. Don't go out and vote for these people.
But
these
people are crazy.
Whose
idea is this?
It's crazy folk idea. It's the Democrats of today who have no ideas to vote on, so they have to make sure that you vote according to social justice and giving away free stuff. See, that's all they have. They have no ideas because socialism does not create wealth. See, so,
but let me say this, Jeff.
Yeah.
Republican and Democrat, the leadership, the political leadership of our country, extremely void of getting anything done for the American people.
Mm-hmm.
They really are. I mean, if you look at what they say they're going to do,
yeah,
and what they do when they get there,
oh, it's three different things.
And so why is it that the American people now, they are so passive and shaking them to wake them. I was talking to a man this morning, and we were talking about Elon Musk.
Yeah.
And I said to him, he said, well, I can't call him up. I'm like, why not?
Mm-hmm.
He said, well, I don't know him. I said, but you can find his number. You can call him up. And if you want to bad enough, you can pitch him your idea. That just has to be your drive and your desire to do that.
Mm-hmm.
And people don't have that aspiration anymore. They don't believe that they can get there.
No, they don't believe that they can.
They don't believe that they have the power of the Constitution. They don't believe that they can be innovative. They don't believe that they are we the people. They don't believe that they are the strength. They don't believe in power.
That's because nobody ever teaches them that, you know, politics is a really strange game, and you have to force your way through to get some things done. And the thing is I'm not talking about forcing people to do what you want them to do, but you have to force your way to the front to get justice for real and force your way to the front to be heard, to point out the truth. That's why they have a whistleblower law. And you know, we don't know nothing about that. It is crazy.
But we don't want to blow the whistle. And the whistles,
no.
We do. And let me say this. And the people who do know the laws, and I was saying this to you yesterday, the people that do know the laws abuse them.
A lot of, that's what I'm saying. They will abuse them.
I mean, they use the whistleblower. I mean, they really. I mean, I look at sometimes of some of the discrimination cases.
Mm-hmm.
I look at Jesse Smollett.
Jesse.
That really, really, really is damning in some aspects. Of people that come out when things do happen.
Jesse has set back. Well, he didn't set back anything. He just is a shining example of what the left will do for their own benefit and for the benefit of political expediency for them. He created a hate Trump syndrome to make sure that people hated Trump.
I'm going to take a break, and when I come back, I've got to ask Jeff about, I know why the left does what they do, but I don't know why the church doesn't do what they should do.
Oh,
I'll be right
wow.
back. You listen to Tracy and Friends here on WHKZ AM 1440. Our call-in number is 516-58. We'll be right back.
What's going on? Not staying on.
What should I say? It's not connecting to the car. I can't get on Facebook.
Really?
I can't get on Facebook. So I think maybe it's just
you connected.
With it.
Okay.
I can't reset the modem.
Turn it off and turn it back on.
Yeah.
Because it'll knock everything out.
Well, just cut that on and turn it back on. Don't you connect with it on there?
What?
Or you connected on the big computer?
No, with the tablet?
Yeah.
The tablet's connected wirelessly through the modem.
And so is the camera. But so is the Comrex.
Okay.
And so is the computer. They're all connected to the same router.
How's your phone today?
I don't know.
Okay. You don't know.
Lots of stuff happening.
Hey, we're back, and you're listening to Tracy and Friends here on WHKZ AM 1440. Our call-in number here is 516-595-8258, brought to you by Window World of Youngstown, located at 8077 Boulevard in Borman, right a little bit south past the mall on the right-hand side. Go in there, tell them that you heard it on Tracy and Friends, and you want some replacement windows, and you want some siding, and you said, and Tracy said that they were the best, and so you came out there.
You know what? My siding has taken a beating. My house is 24? I need siding. I got to call.
You got an old house, huh?
It's 24 years old.
Old house.
It's not old. It's
house.
It was
old,
brand new.
Old house. Jeff, you know, before you say what I was going to ask you about the church.
Yeah.
But you know what? And this is something that we will have a conversation about here on Tracy and Friends. You cannot build a new start home in Youngstown.
Yeah, that's what you said the other day.
Can you tell it's bothering me? How many times have I mentioned it this week?
Even out there around the lake?
Period.
Really?
Because you cannot sell the home in Youngstown for the value that it takes for you to actually buy or to actually build the house.
So our housing stock is locked in except for public housing.
And
it, what
right.
You're telling me.
Correct. Correct.
Is that by law of some sort, or is that
no? Because no bank is going to finance a home where you can't get the reason, can't get the value out of it. So it costs you more to build the home than for you to actually.
That's.
And so the only way that you can get homes here in Youngstown is for you to rehab, hopefully, and then it costs more to remodel a home than build a home. But you can't get your money out of the home. So unless it's subsidized by the government, no one's going to build here, and no one's going to finance a build.
This is true. And you
that
know,
ain't that, good.
That's a shame. And what's the biggest...
That ain't good.
That's true. But the biggest shame about that is that we're not going to be able to get our schools together enough to where our brain trust will be able to do something. Our biggest hope is that we have another couple large industries come in here and populate the area. Then you might have...
And that is the only way.
That's what I'm saying.
But let me say this. There is a plan, I believe.
Mm-hmm.
I believe that people are looking here. The problem is... The people that are here are not preparing and paying attention to what's going on here.
Mm-hmm.
I was in Cleveland. I go up there quite frequently. And Cleveland does not have new schools.
Any schools?
None of the new schools. They didn't get a part of the Ohio schools facilities agreement.
Yeah.
So if they did not, if they were not a part of that, and I remember I've been off the board almost 20 years now.
Right.
And I was there. My name was on buildings.
Tracy, how old were you when you went out of school?
Two.
Oh, that's right. Tracy was the youngest school board member
ever. Right.
In fact, she,
right.
She was on the school board before she went to school.
Correct. Correct. That's true. I was passing out. I was passing out diplomas while I was still in high school.
That's all right.
Right.
That's right.
So my problem is with this being said, Jeff. We need to. Those that are here, you can't complain about gentrification.
Mm-hmm.
You can't complain about stuff going on when you're here. You own it, and you won't do anything about it.
Well, this is all true.
And you and I talked about dollar buildings downtown when they were a dollar.
Yeah, and I'm still tripping on that.
And no one listened.
No one listened. They wouldn't listen. They wouldn't listen still. I guess they never will.
Yeah, that's a problem. That's a problem. And I'm serious because I'm looking. When you look at what this is, we have to wake up. And this goes back to the church. That segues back to what I asked you. I'm looking at what's going on on the news. I'm watching movies.
Mm-hmm.
I'm watching things. You mean to tell me that the church and black people are the same?
The black church and black people are the same.
But white church the white church and black people are the same too.
No.
Yes.
No. Uh-huh. There's a huge divide.
I'm gonna tell you what the parallel is in a minute.
Okay. There may be some parallels because they both are quote unquote Christian oriented, but biblically oriented. But the church's values, the black church's values, don't mirror the Bible by any means, and that's the one that really bothers you. It bothers me a lot.
What I have found, and this is why I say the white church and the black community are set the same,
mm-hmm.
because neither one of them are using the resources in front of them
mm-hmm.
to impact the change that they should be.
No.
And the reason why I'm saying that is because I watched a movie the other night, and it looked like David killing 10,000 men.
Yeah.
But it
was a
regular movie. And I'm going, okay, you want to be a witness in today's society. You want, and every time we do a Bible story,
mm-hmm.
it's a boring Bible story.
And when I
say boring, it's not as action packed.
Some of them, yeah.
As you see Fast and Furious.
Well, yeah, of course.
So with the automation today.
They didn't have cars. But
with the automation today,
uh-huh.
you could actually do a 2019 David.
Yeah, yeah.
And minister to people and encourage people. And I'm just saying, we should be better than this. And right now, I'm looking at stuff, and it's like,
we have become too religious, Tracy. We let religion tell us what we can and cannot do. You remember out of one church, local church, they have a list of do's and don'ts, wills and won'ts. Okay? No, you can't instill
life and life abundantly and put you back into a bondage.
And start with bondage. You can't do it because it's not the same. You know, if you're going to mess up, you're going to mess up. And you can't think that because you messed up that God has said, forget you. I don't want you anymore.
So all these, and the reason why I'm bringing this up is because I'm looking at everything going on in America, and the church seems to be non-existent.
Where do most of the musicians and people that want to do acting and things go?
They got to go to the world.
They go to the world.
Because we don't have a plot, and I don't understand why we have not. You can't have the money that we have. Listen, I was told you I was in Cleveland the other evening having dinner, and they were staying at the room, and my uncle was complaining because there was a lady that he met that couldn't get a room because the rooms were $8.50 a night, and they were sold out.
Mm.
But the bishops were there. So I want you to understand, if you're paying that kind of money to sleep.
And they do.
And they do.
Mm-hmm.
Why aren't you taking, like, do like me, price line it and take the other $750 and put it towards a theater and put it towards the arts and put it towards education of platform and put it towards lobbying and put it towards moving an agenda and put it towards building people and put it towards taking a community like this
because
and making it, you said the other day, a city of God.
Right. People of church, when you have a hierarchy like that and you have the bishops and the prelates and this, that, and the other, well, guess what? Guess what? They are the westernized church has nothing to do with what Jesus said. And Jeff,
that's a problem.
Yes, a huge problem.
Can't have a church and not have what Jesus said. You can't have both, can you? Because if I'm not mistaken, I just want to make sure that I was reading the Bible. The Bible said, you know, the church is the body of who?
Christ.
So how can you have a body without a Christ? can you really have a body?
No.
If you're the body of Christ, how can you have a body and not have a Christ?
No, that's the whole thing. Westernized church, they don't look at what Jesus said. He said, if one of you guys want to be the head, You got to be the servant of all. And that's what we don't get here, because the beginnings of our church that came out of Catholicism per se, and I don't want to, well, not just Constantine,
okay,
but Catholicism period, had a hierarchy of the Pope, whose ring you kiss and you serve him and give him $50,000 of $50 million gold shoes every year. And that's what I'm saying. That is not what God set up.
And I tell you what really ticked me, really got to me the other day. I was watching something. I was listening to Miles Monroe, and he was talking about where the kingdom means basilia.
Mm-hmm.
And the only time I hear of the basilia, it's the basilia in
St. Peter's.
Right.
Uh-huh.
St. Peter's basilia.
Basilica.
Basilica. Is it the basilica and basilica? Is it the same?
Sort of, yeah. The same root word.
So they got a kingdom on earth, but nobody else is in the kingdom? I'm just checking.
Well, that's where you get a hint as to what they were trying to get done with when they created that form of worship, per se. They were trying to create a very militarized
hierarchy.
System.
Correct.
Yes.
So now my question is, we are now sitting in a world
mm-hmm.
where the church is not impacting the world.
Yeah.
And the church is sitting on the sidelines, but the kingdom of God has to be revealed. And my question is, even in the political discourse, you still see us trying to maneuver, but we won't do anything. I got to take a break. You listen to Tracy and Friends here on WHKZ AM 1440. Our calling number is 8516595. We'll be right back.
Oh, okay. Okay.
And figure out.
Well, you shouldn't do it there. You should do it here.
No.
I'm just saying. Well, I'm just saying what's happening is, well, you got to do it like you do it.
My question is, why is it connected to tablet?
Something's stopping it. It might be Facebook.
No. Right now, it's not connected to the tablet. It's not even here. It's not connected to
your
tablet, period.
Okay, I got you.
Not even the baby.
How old is your tablet?
Several years, but the other ones won't work. I knew it won't work.
Hello?
I knew it won't work because Vivo technology does not work on
okay.
Apple.
I got you.
It has its own identifier. It doesn't work on all platforms. It doesn't work because it doesn't want to. My new tablet?
Mm-hmm.
It doesn't work.
Have to do what?
The marijuana vape has no sense.
You know, I can't hear the guy if he comes back up.
That's your mother.
Hello? The marijuana vape has no scent.
Oh, okay.
So your kids can be vaping in their room and you never know it? Because now the nicotine vapes have scent, but the marijuana oils have no scent. So you can be vaping all day long and...
Gotcha.
I have no idea. This great song, Jeff. You can't hear it, but I'm listening to this Tracy and Friends here on WHKZ AM 1440. Josh, who is that? Nathaniel Ratliff, and it's a clapping song. That's all I know.
Okay.
Is it really? The song's called S.O.B.
Oh, really?
And it's a I don't know what genre is this, Josh? Americana?
I'm hearing him.
You're hearing him?
I'm hearing him.
Good.
Yeah.
And he's called what's his name again? Radley, R-A-D. Nathaniel Radley.
Yeah.
You know who that is?
No. I probably do know, but I don't know though.
I like Nathaniel. I don't know who that is.
Would you just turn up? I can hear.
I know you can.
Oh, you're playing it.
Because I'm playing it.
Oh, okay. No, but I heard
you hear Josh?
Yeah. So
that's good.
There's something that's feeding us. Okay. We'll
is this bluegrass? Week. Is this blues?
That's almost like your Soggy Bottom Boy.
That's what I'm saying. I got it. I there's something wrong here. Is he gonna say that word?
That is blue. That is blue.
Oh, he says bad words.
Hey, he's
what?
The Tupac of.
He's the. Hey, you're listening to Tracy and Friends here on WHKZ AM 1440, brought to you by Window World of Youngstown. Give them a call and tell them that you heard it on Tracy and Friends. Their number is 1-800-NEXT-WINDOW. The number here is 516-595-8258. I'm in studio with Jeff Green. I was asking him earlier about the church. I just want to know why you people want to call by their name but don't want to act like him. I just want to know I'm just trying to check stuff out because I'm watching TV and I'm going and I'm watching the news. I'm watching things that should there should be a cry loud.
Whenever,
there should be an uprising. There should be a revolution. You should be saying file. I mean, who in the world? Where are the Davids who are yelling in the middle of the field up against Goliath, saying, "You nasty,
uncircumcised
Philistines"? What? Who? They want to sing like David, preach like Paul, and put on a garment and go eat chicken. Can you please explain that to me?
Like I said, it is my opinion, Tracy, that Westernized church is built on a pagan philosophy that does not allow the power of the church to come through because they don't believe in the power of the church. They believe in the pomp and the circumstance, which you saw in the room last week, which I saw a few weeks before at a funeral service.
Pomp ain't good.
Pomp is not good.
Pomp will send you to hell.
Yeah, of course it will, but the thing is that has nothing to do with, like I said, with church. And nobody is paying attention to that. Church has to be based on what the Bible says, not on what people said beside the Bible.
Let me ask you this, Jeff. Mm-hmm. And this is Tracy and Friends, and if you guys know, we just chop it up about everything, and so every day is different.
Sure, every day.
So every day is different. You just got to understand that the whole world is different. Everything is different. So mm-hmm. When do we go to church, we pay tithes, we do offerings, we do a lot. When in the world do we stop and say there's something wrong here because the God in who I say I believe?
Right.
This is not, he's bigger, better, greater, and better than this. So when do we allow him to be who he is in his own world? The earth is the Lord's, right?
And the fullness thereof.
And that they that dwell therein, right?
Right.
So when do we start being who we represent? If I'm supposed to do greater, be better, if I'm supposed to do all this, Jeffrey, where's David?
Well, David is sitting in the church on pew number one because he was told he can't get out and do anything until bishop, pastor, such and such tells him he can. And so he sits in a suit every Sunday and Monday, Tuesday, Wednesday, Thursday, Friday, whenever the Bible studies are. And they sit and they don't do anything because they don't, first of all, just because you got called does not mean you're called to be a preacher. or a pastor or this and another, but that's all
but
the areas that we
have. I look at this whole thing. I look from the Bakers, the Swaggerts, the PTLs, the nightlife, the play, the TBN, the all this stuff going on. We got and I'm not knocking. You got Christian Bright Radio, Family Network, Charles Stanley, David Jeremiah, all these people. Hagee. When do we understand that every now and then, and I mentioned all white ones. Let me go to the Jakes, the Winans, the Blakes, and the Smiths, and the rest of the people.
Go ahead.
Yes. Joel Osteen packs 20,000 people into an arena on a Sunday.
Every Sunday.
And sometimes twice. I mean,
this is my Bible. I am what it says it is. But see, he has his place.
Don't get me wrong. Mm-hmm. I'm not knocking their places. What I'm knocking is the resources in which God has given us.
Yeah.
To sow, and right now I see that we're eating both the seed and the bread because the world is lying in waste because we don't want to be targeted, because we don't want to tell the truth about what's really going on in our homes. In the church is not supposed to look like the world.
Well, it's not about it looking like the world so much, because inside many of the churches, they don't look like the world. But the thing is they never step outside those bounds to do anything. Okay, so
why?
Because they don't know that they're the gatekeepers and at the head, not the tail. And so therefore, very few churches. I thank God I am in a church that is active and proactive. Okay, we do things in the community and outside our local region, things like that.
We do, but we are so dysfunctional because we work independent of one another.
Can't work with somebody that does not understand kingdom. And that's the problem. Because I can't work. I can come down and have lunch with you. I can do some things with you. And say, hey, you know, we can be friends and let's stand against violence and this, that, and other. But if the church doesn't stand up, because whatever we allow on earth is allowed in heaven, whatever we bind on earth is bound in heaven. Okay,
so
we speak for God on earth and we don't know it.
So did we miss that? I thought we had intellects reading the Bible.
You have what?
I thought we had people reading the Bible that could comprehend the Bible.
We do.
Then why ain't they saying it?
Because they're not dealing with it.
I'm just frustrated because I just see I see our young people. I see the lack of the witness.
Mm-hmm.
I see them making a fool out of the God in whom I say I believe in all sorts of genres. And I'm going, Jesus, what in the world are we doing here? You want me to come to church service, but we don't want to stand in the marketplace and say, you file Philistines. Y'all are out of your mind. You can't do that.
We don't serve, Tracy. That's what it is. We do not serve. We'll serve the pastor.
That's not.
But we will not serve people.
But the pastor, the pastor ain't the king. It's the people.
No, well, this is all true.
It's the people.
But do we know that? No, because we're not told or taught that.
Can I ask a question? Who's suing the class? Who's suing the people for the? Who's suing the universities for the scandal?
The people that did not get in because they let these other people in because of it.
So that doesn't sound. How are you going?
Well, they had one Asian guy that was tried to get it to. Southern California, whatever it is.
Yeah.
SC. And couldn't get in because, you know, you got other people. The quotas were met.
Can I see?
Yeah. If you couldn't get in.
They couldn't get in.
Why couldn't you get in?
That ain't the point.
It is the point, Trey.
I couldn't get in because I didn't have any money to get in.
Well, that has nothing to do with it.
It does.
No, because they had money to get in.
Oh no, I had the money to get in, but I could have gotten in if I could have had the money to pay to get in.
I'm wondering, did they get full rides?
Yeah, they didn't have full rides because they just wanted to get in because they had no sense.
Well, if you're on a rowing team, that could give you a full ride if you were a rower.
I think they were just paying to get in because their kids were too stupid to get in.
Yeah, and she was so stupid. Wait a minute, she gets her mother busted by sitting up there and saying, "Well, I really didn't want to go to school and this, that, and the other. I just wanted to see what partying was like
on the campus.
And
I'm what, going to break.
And what game day was."
Hey, you listen to Tracy and Friends here on WHKZ AM 1440. The world has gone mad. The church has ejected itself from the marketplace. And I got to come back and find out if all these Venezuelans are going to come to America over the weekend. We'll be right back.
Venezuelans are on their way?
That's what they're talking about. I guess all the ambassadors in Venezuela have exited. Pompeo has pulled everybody. So my question is, if they're pulling everybody out of there, are they going to pull all of our people out of there too?
No, because our
talking about Venezuelans.
Because our military about to drop off up in there clandestinely. Clandestinely.
Josh, you have any suggestions on connecting a tablet to the soundboard where I can actually hear out the board can feed into the tablet?
You're doing it already.
No, it's feeding. The tablet is feeding into the computer. The tablet's feeding into the soundboard, but the soundboard is not feeding into the tablet. That's why you can't hear.
Put it all right there.
Pardon me? Because the tablet goes one way, which means because it goes to the soundboard, whatever that little gadget is that connects it. The problem is I need for people to hear you on my tablet so it can go out on Facebook. Because I'm now feeding I'm feeding Facebook through my tablet through Mevo. Where's an aux out, Jeff? Is this an aux out?
No, those all in. That's your only other outside is the
right here?
Out. Yeah.
FX out?
Yeah, that's your only other one.
We can't put no more stuff in the
I tried to tell you. Your board ain't big enough, and I don't know why my man said it was.
It does dual features, they said. I got to come back up. Yes, you do. Hey, you're listening to Tracy and Friends here on WHKZ AM 1440. Our call-in number is 516-595-8258. Got Jeff in the studio with me. Got Josh in the studio. And I'm just blabbering all over the place because I'm watching stupid stuff. And I just don't understand where the people who are supposed to be called by the name of God. And I'm on a Christian radio station, so you shouldn't let Christians be and preachers be on Christian radio stations, do talk radio. Because I'm trying to find out, where are the people at? Where are they at? Where the Gap Band at?
Where they at?
Where they at? Where are the people? Where are the people who? Where are the people who are always jumping up and down? We got crazy people running for office.
Right.
Great, but no one's calling out stupidity.
Right. Again.
No one. And then let me say this. I understand in church you're not supposed to mix politics per se. Partisan politics in the church service. But I don't understand how you can have congregants across this nation at least twice a week come in collectively and you not teach them about the world in which they live. Teach them about what's being taught in their schools. Teach them about education. Teach them about city council. Teach the Bible says that God does not want you to be ignorant. Does that mean you should be ignorant about everything else but the Bible?
Once again, it's how you do. You ever go to some churches, especially mainline churches, and they speaking, "Well, and the God said that let there be light, And don't we have light in our lives today? Don't we know when we're doing good and when we're doing bad? You know, hear that stuff.
You know, I don't show up. I walk out.
What I'm saying, though, you have to be there sometimes.
You have to walk out.
Or in some of the other churches you hear. And the Lord said, you better get it together. Or you're going to do something's going to go on. And you're not going to make it. Are you ready to fly? And you're hearing all of this. I can preach, actually.
That's a tune. All singers can tune up.
Yeah, I can do all of it, but I don't do it ever because I'm a teacher. But the thing is I'm going to have your dog with me, right? And I'm gonna say a word that I'm going to have her go, ah.
And the Lord said, poof. Hey. Okay.
That's enough of that. I'm glad the lightning was last night.
Roof.
That's it. Ladies and gentlemen, listen. Seriously, if we don't start employing what the Bible says, and for you to know what the Bible says, you have to get in it. I studied the Bible for over 40 years now. And with 40 years, you know a little bit of something, this is not happening like the Bible says.
I've not studied the Bible 40 years. I've only studied it 15. But let me say this. What I have read and what I do believe, I expect to see. Because the God in which the God that I believe that is still here today is the same God that split seas, the same God that that just pillars of fire, the same God that did bushes, and the same God that brought down nations. So this, I believe, it's the same God. So my question is, same God, same people, same stuff. I go to church and they teach me about all them people, Elijah, Moses.
Yeah.
But don't we have Elijahs, Moses, Davids, Johns?
Some people don't believe you had it.
So where is the fire? Because I look at Catherine Coleman.
Yeah.
She ain't the only one. I look at Benny Hinn. He can't be the only one. No. You can't have 7 billion people in the world. And only one Catherine Coleman.
One or two. That's
not how that works. No respect of persons. So my question is, when I look at what's going on in the marketplace, where is the Moses of today that says this foolishness must come to a head, and the only one that's going to change it, Jeff, has to be someone with power?
That Moses is sitting in obscurity somewhere because he doesn't know how to use social media. Jesus got on a boat on the lake and turned and faced back and said, boom, he started speaking.
Correct.
And everybody could hear him because it was a natural. He had the sound system of the day.
Are we going to sit back and when do I get to hear the clarion call for righteousness that will exalt nation in which we live?
Watch social media over the next year, because I believe, this is my belief, and I'm going to tell you, a dream I had started to come true last night when they attacked Israel. But anyway, the situation is that I believe God is raising up a people right now that will cry aloud and spare not. We've heard that for years. During the 80s, to the mid-90s, we had a church that was very virulent. Okay, they got stuff done. But all of a sudden, that died out.
Because I'm looking, Jeff, and the persecuted church is on its way.
Uh-huh.
Because it's going to have to be, because right now, so much is it's just out of order. Jeff, I cannot condone bad behavior, even if I do it.
Not, but I'm saying no.
I got to tell you, Jeff, stealing wrong.
If I mess up, I got to know
that I'm messing up.
Right.
But how do you know that you're messing up when we tell your kids, you know what? There's no messing up in the world today. If it feels good,
What?
Do it.
Well, there's no hell. That's
Carlton Pearson.
And good friend. I mean,
do you come up with there's no hell? There's and heaven here.
Because you've seen big name people mess up in life and didn't get called on it.
And
that's why you can do that.
So when do we, as the everyday believer, the everyday person,
mm-hmm.
I mean, Jeff, I have to be able to know to repent.
Yeah.
How do I know to repent? When I look at our young people, the convictions that we had, just by respect,
mm-hmm.
Jeff, I don't know, I've only known you for maybe 20, 30 years.
Mm-hmm.
I didn't know you growing up.
Mm-hmm.
But I'm quite sure I've met your father before he passed.
Mm-hmm.
I never got to meet your mom.
Mm-hmm.
But you ain't never gone home and cussed them out.
Oh, no.
Why not?
Oh, no.
Why not?
I wouldn't be here today.
Why not?
My mother and father would have killed me.
So let me ask you this. I've known Ariel. I didn't know her growing up,
mm-hmm.
but I knew you, and I know Cheryl. But I really don't see her coming home and telling Cheryl to sit your A down in the corner and shut the air. I just don't see that coming. I don't see that coming to the frame of mind of Ariel.
When you see me visiting Marysville... My wife then killed my daughter.
So, I don't see Ariel, your daughter, she's 20 some years old,
mm-hmm.
going into her high school telling the principal.
Oh, no, or the teacher.
Or
no.
The teacher that you need to sit down and shut up. So please tell me, how in the world we have the church people and their kids cussing them out in their own house?
Foolishness is bound up in the heart of a child. The rod of correction will drive it from them. We cut the rod of correction. And when we cut the rod of correction, there was no control over kids. And kids started doing whatever. And then that's a principle. That's not a spiritual church and state thing. That is real. But the thing is when you're foolish enough to become so wise, you think, oh no, we shouldn't hit our children. We shouldn't correct them like that. Let them run free.
But on a serious note,
when I come back next week,
I heard that.
I'm coming back. You know, when I come back next week, I got a friend. I don't know if she's still living it, but if she is, if I could ever get this stuff back together, we're going to have her back on. Her name is Julia Hare. She's going to tell you you should never follow a child. We'll see you guys next week. God bless you. Have a great weekend. Hopefully it won't be too cold. The weather will be like it was yesterday, and we can just have a good time in the spring weather. If not, be careful, be honest, and we'll see you. God bless you, and have a good day.
I wonder whether people here.
Black relationships have
Who?
Survived as they have.
The people
what
here.
Say you
hear what?
That 400 years later?
Yes,
it
they will.
It is amazing that black relationships have lasted for 400 years. They lasted this morning. They're also going to last tonight. And you
that.
May not even know the person to whom you're going to have the relationship
where
with.
Where we're going, we're headed for. We're anointed for. This show is anointed for it.
We were born
for it. I was born for this.